Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, and by shortwave to all the ships at sea, except for that one ship. You know what you did. This is a special report. Squatch Smasher's regularly scheduled Halloween episode will be delayed until actual Halloween. Word from the Bureau is that it was delayed to make it even more spooky and unnerving than it already is, filled with Halloween chills, thrills, and frights. In its place will be this special interview by Zeke Delfour and Vlad the Vampire. End transmission.
Another announcer?
I don't like how this feels at all. Job insecurity running up and down my spine like a chill, reflecting the impermanence of existence. Machine.
Wait, I thought you exploded.
I got better.
Okay. Well, maybe I can read children's books when this all falls apart. Anyway, welcome to Squatch Smasher's special report. Normally, I look into the world of Bigfoot, cryptids, and the supernatural from a t-shirt kiosk in a rundown mall. This week, we turn to a look into the even more exciting world of social media promotion tools.
Squatch Smasher, that's who we are.
Welcome to the special edition of Squatch Smashers. I'm your host, Zeke Delfour. This is my co-host, Vlad. He's also my dad. He's also a vampire. And it's complicated, and I really don't want to go into it. So I'm just going to have Vlad explain it all of it. Take it away, Dad.
Yes, I am Vlad, and no, I will not explain it. You will have to just catch up on back episodes or wallow in a world of ignorance.
Well, you know, when given the choice between effort and in a world of ignorance, we all know what I inevitably choose.
It's as clear as the price tags sticking out the back of your oversized garanimals.
Well, let's just get to the show. I'm excited because we have an actual guest again.
Yes, some normalcy entered back into our chaotic lives for once.
Exactly. So, go ahead and tell us who the guest is.
What? Wait. You just said we had a guest. Why would I book the guest? What a ridiculous assumption. This is why demons show up every 2 weeks.
Ha! I got you. I was joking. That's what they call a palindrome.
That is not a palindrome. A palindrome is a word or phrase that is spelled the same forwards or backwards.
No, that's not even a thing. If that's true, then give me some examples.
No. Tie it on.
You tie it on. I want some examples, I said.
No, it is opposition.
Your opposition. You can't even give an example. What you say is a palindrome.
No, sir. Away. A papaya war is on.
You know, this is supposed to be a special show, not a regular show full of nonsense and whimsy.
Tangy Matt.
Fine. I'll just go ahead and introduce our guest. His name is Oliver Wellington.
Evil Olive.
Do not make fun of his name or his alignment, even if he is evil, which is yet to be seen.
I wasn't. I was just giving another example of a palindrome. I can't stop saying them. Ava, can I stab bats in a cave? See? There I go again.
Well, drink a glass of blood or stick your head in a bag or something of blood. Something with blood.
I'm a lasagna hog. Go hang a salami. Help me!
I see. Well, this seems like a job for Jenny Model 8675309, our murderbot sidekick. She'll set you straight. Just hold on. Jenny, we need a little reset here.
Tasing the hell out of Vlad.
Bursitis rub! Okay, I'll stop now.
Good. We have to stay classy for our guest. A regular show filled with nonsense and pointless, gratuitous violence will not do. I'm screening this person and their company as a potential sponsor for our show, and they have promised me untold riches in return for access to my super intelligent fan base that is also unmeasurably cool and so incredibly numerous. I think he used the phrase unlimited money.
I actually didn't promise or say anything like that at all. Actually, you promised me a free shirt.
Oh, Oliver's here. enlist into me. That's fine. Okay, hold on one second, please. Just hold on. Let me get these lens-free glasses frames on so I appear to be much more smarter. Okay, welcome, Oliver Wellington from Headliner.app.
Hey, I'm Oliver from Headliner.app. We make it super easy for people to take their podcast, radio show, articles from their site or their blog and turn it into videos for social media.
Wow, that sounds great. It sounds much more powerful than what I currently use to promote my show on social media.
What do you currently use?
Finger puppets and gumption.
How's that working out?
It varies. It's, you know, it's anywhere in the range from not good all the way up to criminal charges pending. Let's just talk about some more features.
Okay, hold on. This is Vlad, the co-host who apparently doesn't get to talk. I've been quietly sitting here listening to you list all of these incredible features. Look, we are but poor podcast hosts. One of us, apparently, only has one pair of bib overalls to wear every day, despite literally being surrounded by awesome t-shirts in our store. I don't even have a job. How are we expected to afford such a wondrous technology?
That's actually one of the great things about Headliner.app. It's free.
I'll pay you $500.
Why would you do that? I just said it's free.
Hold on. I'm supposed to believe that a slovenly, no-account, sloppy podcast host like Zeke here can just go to Headliner.app and create a video with text and moving pictures of his choosing for free?
That's right.
You mean to tell me that someone like Zeke, a cream-based, no-brained, part donkey...
Hey!
Okay, yeah, that was too far. Okay, where was I? A cream-based, no-brained, let's go with stench-ridden guy like Zeke, can then save these things and share them on social media to promote his chaos-based nonsense show, and it doesn't cost him anything at all?
That's right.
There has to be a catch. Oh, I bet it's way too hard to use. That's it. His feeble brain, combined with his unwieldy ham-sized fingers, would never be able to use such a technological marvel. By the way, that description fits 95% of all podcast hosts. You monsters!
Headliner.app, it's not that hard to use at all. In fact, I haven't even mentioned our wizards yet.
Aha! Wizards! I knew it! The dark arts.
No, these are good wizards. The audiogram wizard, which you can use to create a beautiful audiogram from your audio in literally less than 5 minutes. There's a new text-to-video wizard that'll let you make a video from your articles in about 5 minutes, too. There's the video transcription wizard, which lets you easily transcribe and put cool captions on your videos. And the full episode wizard, which allows you to put your podcast episode into a simple audiogram for YouTube up to about 2 hours long.
First off, I have a problem with the number of wizards. When you get a flock, is it called a flock? Is it a gaggle? Is it a murder of wizards? I think it's a flapping stance. You get an entire flapping stance of wizards together, and you don't know what's going to happen. I have a bad feeling about this. I want my $500 back right now.
Done.
Oliver. Can I call you Oliver?
Sure.
Look, this is a science fiction-based show, and you are bringing fantasy elements into it with this wizard nonsense.
How is this a science fiction-based show when one of your prominent characters is Elvis the Necromancer? Aren't you a vampire?
Yeah, Oliver, first and foremost, I am a vampire of science. I was looking over your literature, and I think when you say the wizard will overlay a waveform onto a picture to create your audiogram, what you mean to say is that an image-oriented ion tractor beam will position your waveform interface. Isn't that what it really is? I mean, why are you trying to hide behind this non-scientific mumbo-jumbo?
All right, look, we're getting off track here. Look, Oliver, if it isn't painfully obvious to you, our show is neither succinct, nor is it quick, or fast, or swift, or clipped enough to be on a short audiogram of some kind. So this is as fast as I can talk, really. And so what's my limit here? It was like a 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
That's not a problem. It's actually, you can go up to 2 hours for a simple audiogram, or if you want to make a series of 10-minute videos, you could do that and stitch them together too.
You mean I could take even our longest bit of nonsense and create a video out of it for only $500?
Oh, for free.
You are saying that this scrappy entrepreneur could take my podcast and put it onto YouTube? But I won't it look terrible? Just like a single image for 2 hours? Blah.
It's actually a single image with a moving waveform. Much more interesting. Or you could use the Audiogram Wizard to break it up into 10-minute segments with moving pictures or videos and stitch those together.
I don't believe it.
You can have the camera zoom into a picture or pan over an image left, right, up.
Surely not down.
Yes, even down.
Sorcery.
That's not all. You can use transitions.
Can you use Star Wipe?
Well, we might have wizards, but we aren't magicians. Unfortunately, there was no way to include Star Wipe and keep it free, but you can dissolve and regular wipe and slide.
Okay, well, here is a deep and penetrating question. The last statistic I heard on the Podcast Science Magazine's bi-weekly magazine podcast said that about almost possibly close to 80% of the human population has their own podcast. What are the advantages to using video on, let's say, Twitter?
Let's look at the facts. Tweets with images receive 18% more click-throughs, 89% more likes, 150% more retweets.
According to wizards?
No, science.
Go on.
Tweets with videos are 6 times more likely to be retweeted than tweets with just photos. Tweets with videos are 3 times more likely to be retweeted than tweets with GIFs. And 5 times more people discover videos through Twitter than other sources.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet Twitter ranks pretty low in, you know, things.
Actually, Twitter ranks as the number one platform for coming across video rather than seeking out something specific.
But don't most people go to Twitter to find boring and well-known things?
No, the top reason people visit Twitter is to discover something new and interesting.
Aren't most people on Twitter poor and destitute?
Almost 1/3 of American Twitter users earn $75,000 or more annually.
That means they'll pay me $75,000 to go on Twitter?
No, it means that people on Twitter have money. So if you can make an attractive promotional audiogram or video that gets them to your show, there's a good chance they will have the money to support you on Patreon or sponsor your show.
I see. Well, that brings us back to the original reason you're here, to shower me with unlimited money as a sponsor.
You know what? I'll do it. Just get me that free t-shirt first.
Still stuck on that t-shirt, huh? Well, no deal.
I was being serious.
So was I. Now, I thank you for your time, but I'm afraid that I will not need your sponsorship at this moment, because I have access to a state-of-the-art online audiogram/video creation system that will allow me to stand out from the crowd to a worldwide audience.
I didn't even mention YouTube yet. You can turn your whole podcast into a YouTube channel with Headliner.app. You have the content, you just need to repackage it.
Another excellent reason as to why I must decline your offer.
Hold on, Zeke. Did you just turn down unlimited money because you want to save the cost of one shirt that you probably paid $150 on?
That's right. You know what? I don't need his charity. I have Headliner.app. I will make audiograms and videos and become a household name like that one guy from YouTube and that other guy from Twitter.
Listen, Oliver, before we refill your bowl with porridge and send you off to pick a pocket or two, tell us something. WGBH Boston is a regular client of Headliner, correct?
Yeah, and a lot of other people use it too, like the New York Times Magazine, Business Insider, CNN Podcasts, Audible, Cafe, Analyze This, SiriusXM, WTF with Mark Maron. Lots of people.
Yeah, but also WGBH Boston, correct?
Yes.
Well, we were wondering, can you introduce us to the original cast of Zoom?
No, what are you talking about? I'm not that old.
That's Zoom. Z-O-O-M. Box 350. Boston, Mass. 02134. Send it to Zoom.
Okay, well, I have to be going. Maybe with the use of headliner.app, you can create a promotional piece on social media that will attract some sponsors from the pre-chewed porridge or adult diaper demographic that would actually get that reference.
Ouch! That really shazbots me in the Fonzie.
That didn't help.
Well, you know, despite that devastating rejoinder, we thank you for coming on our show and telling us about headliner.app. It really does sound like the best thing going in any kind of content creator.
Or even just a regular company looking to easily and effectively increase their online presence with video would be fools not to give it a try.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem.
So what?
I'm just waiting for you to turn into a demon so that Elvis can come running in and destroy you.
Yeah, that happens a lot to us.
I'm sorry, I'm not a demon.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot. We are always neck deep in demons at the end of shows around here. Go ahead, we can take it.
Well, sorry to disappoint you. I'm just going to go back to my normal life at headliner.app.
Okay.
You would swear that their writers didn't know how to end their show and would fall back on predictable tropes.
I hear you. It's just that I'm certainly not a demon, even this close to Halloween.
All right. I guess I'll just stay over here and polish my silver shovel.
I mean, you can't swing an incoherent script around here without knocking over a scene with the guest turning into a demon at the end of it.
Sounds crazy, but that's not me.
Oh, of course not. Of course it's not you. No. So, why haven't you left yet?
Because I will devour your soul.
Hold on, brother. I'm a-coming. Check it out, demon. I'm Elvis, the king of rock and roll and one kick-ass necromancer.
Here we go again!
Smutch Smasher's special report, Headliner.app, was produced and edited by Darren Essler. Written by Darren Essler and Matt McDonald and George Pete Galliotis. Our special guest was Oliver Wellington, who played Oliver Wellington if he could turn into a demon. Oliver is the founder of Headliner.app and deserves a lot of credit for coming onto our weird show. You know, he didn't really know what he was getting into. And yeah, he played along, played well. It was fun. I urge you to go to headliner.app to create promotional pieces for your podcasts, your improv shows, your movies, a bakery, an insurance office. It doesn't matter. Anyone could do this. Anyone, there's no limit who could use this to make better online videos and ads. And it's free. Why wouldn't you do it? And they're making it better all the time. Darren Essler played Zeke Delfour and Announcer 1. George Pete Galliotis played Vlad the Vampire and Announcer 2. Matt McDonald played Announcer 3. Mary Ellen Clark played Jenny Model 867-5309. Phil Porter played Elvis the Necromancer. Our beginning theme song and ending music were created by Jason Page and sung by Jason Page. We're just like Pokemon because Jason Page sings our theme song. Bet you never thought of that. I did. This is a special episode. We'll get back to our regular episodes. We were going to do one for Halloween, but that's not going to happen. So it's going to be 2 weeks back on our 2 week schedule. It'll still be the Halloween episode, though. So be prepared for frights and chills, the likes of which you have never seen. Don't forget to send a link to the show to a friend just once a week. Just send a link. It helps us grow. It's fun. Don't forget to go to SquatchSmashers.com and see all of our episodes listed, and you can see our merchandise in our Teespring store. And now everyone go enjoy a beverage, and thank you for listening.
Get down, 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 down. Never been. get down, till we all get down, down, towering down. Till we get down, till we all get down, down, towering down. Till we get down, till we all get down, down, towering down. Till we get down, till we all get down. Towering down, till I get down, till we all get down, down.
Who are you who do power? And who are you who do power? The